Arizona Shore Technicians, Yvonne, how can I help you?
Hey, Yvonne, it's John with Local Splash.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. So I was doing some research. I was trying to figure out why they wouldn't just let me activate the account yesterday. They were like, hey, we want to talk to her first and kind of discuss some stuff. Then I dig a little deeper. It says that you have like an outstanding balance with Yelp. And I guess that like went to collections.
We've never even used Yelp for this.
I don't know if it was from us or if you guys did it on your own, but it says that there's an outstanding balance with Yelp that went to collections.
That's interesting because I can log into the account right now and there says there's nothing due. We've never done Yelp leads. They've never sent me a bill. So I guess I'm confused on that.
Okay. Let me message him. So you said you have access to an account and it doesn't say there's any balance and you've never used it before?
Right. So we've used Yelp.
Okay.
So hold on. I'm logging into the account right now.
Was it for a different program under your guys' name or maybe a different business?
It shouldn't have been, to my knowledge.
Okay.
I'm just trying to see if there's anything as far as billing. Yeah, because we've never used Yelp ads before. So we've only ever had a free account.
Got it.
Now, if there's an outstanding balance that something was activated and we didn't know, I mean, I don't mind paying that. I don't even know what it is. Like I said, they've never sent us a bill, so I didn't even know it was an issue.
Okay. Let me message him right now.
Okay.
So we have a live chat with this rep here. I was talking.
Yeah, so when I'm looking at billing summary right now, it says outstanding balance zero. So it does look like we had something with them back in 2023. February 1, this was a different business. I didn't even realize you did it. So February 1 paid on February 1, February 4 paid on February 4. Like everything says it was paid. The last invoice date is from February 28th, 2023. Let's see here.
Yeah, because he was saying, oh, this business, I don't know if it was the business or personally, but it was just saying there's an outstanding balance with Yelp that went to collections is what he told me. It was the reason that they wouldn't let me process it. So I'm messaging him right now. It's got the little bubble.
Oh, you know, okay, so this is weird. So when I open it further, it says total due fully paid. That's the weird part. But when I open the statement, it says unable to process the last payment of $11.48.
That's it?
So it's, that's it. So, I mean, the thing is, when I go to the summary, it says fully, there's a green check mark. It says fully paid, total due zero. But when I open it, there's an error that they were unable to process that last payment. So if that's the issue, I can pay the $11.48. I didn't even know it was an issue.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, he didn't tell me the total. He just said, oh,
yeah,
she had an outstanding balance. I guess when he said like super outstanding, wasn't referring to more so the cost, maybe just how long ago it was. Cause it did end, they said they did end up sending it to collections, like Yelp did. And so, like, they were like, oh, you have to clear that up first before we can work with her. So
yeah, so what happened probably is because the email they probably sent it to was for the other business, which no longer exists.
That makes
sense.
So
I would have never received it. But, yeah,
yeah.
It's not even $12. If that's the problem, I can do that right now.
Okay, yeah. I think that's what you're saying is, like, we have to get that resolved first before he can,
yeah,
before the system would allow him to even – create the account,
okay,
and set it up for you guys.
Which is fine.
Okay.
It's, yeah, it's just a very odd setup. Because like I said, it has a green bar with a check mark that says fully paid.
Mm-hmm.
But when you open it, it does say unable to process last payment.
Okay.
Good.
Come on, Corey. Yeah, because I was really upset about it, too, yesterday. I was like, what's going on when, you know, a client says, hey, she wants to activate, and I'm going, give me the cost per lead, cost per click numbers so I can disclose it all with her. And they're like, oh, actually, she's not eligible. And I was like, what are you talking about? We get garage door leads all the time from Yelp. And he's like, oh, no, her in particular, we can't because of this balance. And it's driving me nuts. It didn't really say the balance. It just said, oh, yeah, he said outstanding balance with Yelp.
Yeah. I didn't even know it was there.
Yeah. I was, like, arguing back and forth with him last night. I'm like, dude.
Sorry. If I would have realized that's what it was, that I could have mixed it.
I got your back. This guy's new. We worked with a different rep that we had in-house. Like, they always send us, like, a rep in-house. They just have them upstairs. But it's a newer guy that they just transferred over, like, a month or two ago.
Oh, okay.
The girl that was there I had a good relationship with, but this guy, I don't know. He's just kind of by the book, straightforward.
Right.
Doesn't want to socialize.
That's fair.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Back to me. Cost per click numbers as well as cost per lead. Yeah, I set up a meeting with them at 2:00 today. Going to be in person because I can't just be messaging you back and forth like this all day. Okay, and then you took care of the balance already, the 1148?
I'm putting in my card information as we speak to pay
okay.
it.
Okay, let's knock that out.
Yeah, because I'm sure when it processed, we had already closed out that card for that business, not even realizing that it hadn't gone through yet. It's just weird that they never, because the billing address for that business was my home address. So why they never sent me a bill or,
yeah,
I don't know.
Or saying that it went to collections over 1148 is kind of crazy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, phone call.
Right.
No.
Oh, my God. I always type this address wrong. Sorry. Hold on. Oh, wrong name. Sorry.
You're totally fine. And then Corey's saying same thing. We don't want to process the 500 until we verify with Yelp. So basically you have to clear that, and then we have to verify that it's clear before they'll let us activate for the new business. So he's
no,
like,
that's fair.
Don't collect any payment from her or anything until we resolve that issue, and then we'll get through it.
Okay, so now, okay, so I put in the new card.
Okay.
I just don't know how to pay, like, it doesn't even give me an option to, like, pay the $11.48, but the new card is on there, so I don't know if they can charge it.
Okay.
Or it won't, like, I'm just not sure.
Okay.
So like I said, the weird part is it says total due zero, and then.
So I'll put notes to Corey for 2:00. already updated billing can you manually process?
Yeah, so it saved the payment information. That's all in there now. So they can charge that card.
Yeah, I'm hoping that the collections thing is what's kind of weird to me, is because a lot of times with collections companies, they do is they buy the debt, and so they own the debt. And I don't know if Yelp's going to say, oh, we have to send that money to the collection agency to get it completely resolved. And then
and if that's the case, I guess I just need to know the information.
I know, it's just seems so tedious for such a small amount, you know?
Right. The thing is, we used this email and just transferred from one business to the other.
Mm.
And so it's like, if I need to do a whole new one, then that's, I don't care.
Because okay.
They wouldn't have known they were even connected if not.
Okay. Okay, so I am going to schedule you directly with Corey. And we're just going to, he's the representative upstairs. And I'm going to meet with him as well at 2 o'clock, but he'll be able to log completely into that old account, process it there, or if it needs to go to the collections agency. Because right now it's just a lot of back and forth, and I'm getting not happy with the guy. So
no,
my patient is saying I like things done now, you know?
I don't know if you can help with this or if Corey can help with this either, sure. But I had an issue when I started this account that I couldn't transfer my reviews from Google to Yelp. It said it was already done, but nobody could tell me what email was associated to it or why or anything. So I don't know if that's something that you or him can help with also.
Yeah, I mean, anything pertaining to Yelp, like he's an actual Yelp representative that we have in-house for Local Splash. So, I mean, he works for Yelp. He has all their credentials, but he's an in-house rep to help with the accounts because Local Splash is a Google partner, but we do cross into multiple other directories. So we do have a rep in-house that Google allows us to, like, get our business owners that work with us a better rate on a lot of the cost per click and the leads and things like that. So he's kind of like specialized in that, just like Kyle focuses on running the Facebook ads in that department.
Right.
They're just independent reps in-house, and then we have our whole traditional team that we've had for 20 plus years. So,
okay.
All right. So let me do this. No. Okay. All right. Our agent has some questions about this. Appointment sounds great. It should be something today. No, we can make it work. It would be great to test it. Please schedule something. So. Okay. All right. Perfect. So here we go. I have today, I have noon, like 12 to 12:30. This is your time. I have 12:30 to, wait, you're on Mountain Standard, right?
Correct.
Okay. That's what I thought. And then, yeah, so 12 to 12:30.
Let me see. Do you know if I'll need to be near a computer for this call at all?
I don't know if they might have you log into what you're on right now. There's also like a 12:30 to 1 and a 1 to 1:30.
Let's just do the 1 to 1:30.
Okay. If the call goes over, it's totally fine, but... Zoe Yvonne Walker. Okay. Save. Okay. Site URL. Okay. And then his name's going to be Corey. I have this chat with this guy. Drives me nuts. Tory Brooks. Okay, I'm going to send you an invite to this appointment. They'll also send a text message reminder. If something changes where you can't make it, I could have it rescheduled for a better time, but
okay.
Just knocking out. What was the other business name for the Yelp listing?
MJ's Pressure Washing.
MJ's Pressure Washing. Okay. Cleaning Supplies Pressure Washing. This also was under that Oral Valley address?
Yes.
Okay. Marcus. Yeah, everything comes up under Marcus here. Last updated.
Yeah, it's his account technically.
Okay.
I just do, it's like all under his name.
I gotcha. Okay, and that business is no longer active?
Correct.
Okay, Yelp listing is showing active. Interesting. Okay. Okay, well, we're just going to have to... We might have to just expunge that altogether. Like, once the payment's resolved, just delete it.
Yeah, which is so what I thought was done, but maybe it didn't because this payment didn't go. I don't know. Mm. I honestly
don't
know.
Yeah, it only allows you to close it until it's all zeroed out. Yeah.
Right.
I'll be able to answer all of it. So this is focused on garage door tech. So the appointment's set. I got it for 1 o'clock, and then Corey will reach out to you, and then he'll definitively be able to get it all resolved. He has like the master key for everything that has to do with Yelp.
Okay. Sounds
okay.
Good.
And we'll resolve it today and just get it all going moving forward.
Okay. Thanks for your help.
Absolutely. You're welcome.
Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.